Look forward to it, Leon Biner, with all the big stories. 8:52 here on 5AA Breakfast.
Tom, local government elections on the 7th of November this year. Not sure if you've ever considered a run for local government.
Not lately, but it's something that is interesting, but no, hasn't tickled my fancy recently.
Yeah, local government, you know, how do we say this delicately? Doesn't always enjoy the best reputation with its constituents. Sometimes people aren't happy with the credentials of those that assume office. Sometimes, I guess, it's party political infiltration of local government. Either way, law firm Kennedy Jones are hosting a local government election breakfast with a view to making sure candidates go into the business with their eyes wide open. Natasha Jones is from Kennedy Jones. Natasha, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Say I wanted to run for local government, God forbid. You know, I've got a sense of civic duty, and I ask you, what do I need to know? What are you going to tell me?
Okay, well, you'll need to know the traps on how to navigate the elections process. It is a highly regulated and legalistic process, so even the well-intentioned can fall breach of the law. So that's why we thought the reason to hold the breakfast, to make that process smoother, to give that knowledge that's needed for people who, you know, are community-minded, they're passionate about their community and have that willingness to give up their time.
What kind of things do people get wrong?
Well, they can, if they nominate and they publish electoral material, they need to include prescribed requirements. It's also an offence to publish misleading material.
Mm.
And candidates also need to be careful of the types of events they hold, particularly when they might hold a sausage sizzle or a luncheon, simply because an event that offers food, drink or entertainment is actually defined as bribery. So it could be seen...
Is that right?
That is right.
So it's very different from politics, for example, on a state or federal level.
It is different, yes.
Gee, Natasha, the next time I go to a sausage sizzle, I'd better make sure that I'm not being bribed.
Read the fine print.
Read the fine print. Hey, obviously a lot of information that people would want to find out. When can they see you about this seminar or this information session?
Well, for more information, they can go to our website. They can also call our office and speak to Wendy Bossett. Our number is 8113 7100. We've got limited places available, and they'll hear from three highly regarded presenters.
So if they punch in Kennedy Jones, that's K-E-L-L-E-D-Y Jones, lawyers, they should be able to find the website.
Yep, kennedyjones.com.au.
Hey, Natasha, just by way of interest then, say you were running as a candidate and you thought, look, I'll raise a bit of money by having a sausage sizzle, and you ran foul of some of these laws in that way. What's the fine? What's the... what happens to you?
Well, there is an obligation to complete a campaign donation return.
Right.
So that needs to be completed and provided to the CEO after the elections have concluded. But that can attach a fine of up to $10,000.
Wow.
Gee.
So it's worth
it. Pays to know.
It does.
Natasha, thank you very much for your time.
Pleasure.
That's Natasha Jones from Kennedy Jones Lawyers. They're a law firm that specialises in dealing with local government issues. And look, you know, you'd hate to think people get caught out by going into something wanting to do the right thing.
When they've got good intentions.
That's right.
And they want to serve the community.
Yeah.
But that number, if they want clarification, 8113 7100. That's 8113 7100.
Hi, Leon Biner here. 5AA and Harvey.